You're listening to the Adult and Teen Challenge of the Upper Cumberland podcast. Now, your weekly message from Pastor Tim McLaughlin.
Praise God. I want to thank you again for listening to our podcast here at Adult and Teen Challenge of the Upper Cumberland. This is Pastor Tim McLaughlin, Executive Director. I want to share with you today, probably over the next couple of weeks, something that is just, I've studied out. I enjoy history. I enjoy reading a lot of things, and as I read the Word of God and I think about the history of where we've come from and where we are today, there's just a lot of things, prophetic, profound, things that we just need to know and understand. How many of you listening, maybe you've tried to master, maybe you've played sports and you've tried to master an athletic skill? If this is you, if you've played baseball, wrestling, football, tennis, golf, you understand that follow-through is crucial. Follow-through is crucial. When I was younger in high school, I played football, wrestled. I tried basketball, but that was not one of my best sports. And as I've gotten older, one of the things I enjoy is I enjoy playing golf. I don't play as much as I would like to, but whether it was football, wrestling, weightlifting, or now golf, I understand that the follow-through is very important. This principle of follow-through is also one of the most important principles that you will ever experience in your spiritual life. When I think about the principle of follow-through, and I think about our history, and I think about our Christian walk, there's some things that the Word of God just speaks to me as the Executive Director of Adult and Teen Challenge of the Upper Cumberland. When I see people that struggle with addiction and life-controlling issues, whether it be drugs or alcohol or food or pornography, whatever it may be. Maybe you're listening today and you're struggling with an area of life-controlling issue. And again, maybe yours isn't drugs or alcohol, but you say, you know, I could do more to get away from the television. I could do more to not eat as much. I could do more to not let these certain things consume my time or consume my life, and do more to allow Jesus Christ to consume my life. One of the many lessons that I've learned as a former Marine, I served during the Persian Gulf War when we went from Desert Shield to Desert Storm. There's some things that I've learned, some lessons that I've learned during this time of global issues. In 1985, during the Iran-Contra affair, there was a young Marine colonel, and he told the United States Senate that they needed to take care of a man by the name of Osama bin Laden. But yet the Senate laughed at him and they did not follow through. And because of this, this terrorist group called Al-Qaeda was formed and has been wreaking havoc ever since then. And we've taken down certain leaders throughout, but they just continue to grow. But back in 1985, many of you listening may not even remember this, but I remember Colonel Ollie North sharing with our senators and our congressmen and telling them we need to take care of Osama bin Laden before this man rises to a greater power than he's in. And yet they laughed at him and did nothing about it. They did not follow through. And because of that, Osama bin Laden wreaked havoc for years. And even though we've taken care of him, many others have come after him. And Al-Qaeda continues to grow and continues to wreak havoc in the world that we live in. Oftentimes, human nature tells us that, well, if we'll just ignore it, it'll go away. If we don't do nothing, someone else will take care of it. Or you know, it won't become any worse than it already is. And those are lies. Those are lies that we convince ourselves that we don't need to do anything about it. It is one thing to begin to apply the principles for victory in your life and not follow through, but it's a completely other thing to not follow through to complete victory when we're talking about your life in Christ Jesus. Thousands of years ago, the principle of follow through became critically important to the nation of Israel. There was a young man. He was a soldier for the Lord. He was a faithful servant to Moses. His name was Joshua. But Joshua failed to follow through in his leading of the Israelites into full victory. And as a result of his failure, disastrous things have happened back then and even today for the entire nation of Israel and throughout the world. The same lessons are true for us today. If we do not learn to follow through in correcting areas in our lives, we will experience defeat in our future and in our children's future and in our grandchildren's future. So if you have your Bibles this morning, I know that was a long introduction, but if you have your Bibles, go with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse number 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. And as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. So again, we understand that Moses was the leader that God chose to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. But because of Moses' disobedience and his failure to follow through, Moses never had the opportunity to enter into the promised land. He was able to go up on the mount and look over and see the promised land, but he was never able to enter in. And so God told Moses to choose his successor. God chose Joshua to be the successor of Moses to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. It's now Joshua's responsibility to take Israel through the Jordan River and into Canaan. When God commissioned Joshua, he gave Joshua a twofold plan for the possession of the land. First, God gave him a promise. Verses 3 and 4 of Joshua chapter 1 says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. God gave Joshua a promise that wherever the sole of his foot would tread, he would inherit and the children of Israel would inherit that land. God has given us many promises today. He has promised to heal us. He has promised to cleanse us. He has promised to give us victory and to give us freedom. He promised that if we would walk in him and honor him and make him Lord of our life, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. We have these promises, yet we still, many, do not follow through today. Not only did God give Joshua a promise, he gave him power. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And the same is true today. God has given us power through his Holy Spirit. Jesus said, it's to your advantage that I go away, for I send to you the helper, the paraclete, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. For those of us that are born again, that have called upon the name of Jesus, we have received his Holy Spirit. We have the power of God living in us. But again, there are so many out there that have not followed through with the promise or with the power that God has given us. God was emphasizing that Joshua should take every inch of the land because he has the power to do so. Then Joshua went into battle after battle, defeating the enemies. And Joshua almost defeated all of his enemies. If you go with me to Joshua chapter 11, beginning in verse 16, Joshua chapter 11, beginning in verse 16, it says, then Joshua took all this land, the mountain country, all the south, all the land of Goshen, the lowland and the Jordan plain, the mountain of Israel and its lowlands, from Mount Halak and the ascent to Seir, even as far as Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon below Mount Hermon. He captured all their kings and he struck them down and killed them. Joshua had made war a long time with those kings. There was not a city that he made peace with the children of Israel, except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All the others they took to battle. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might utterly destroy them, and that they might receive no mercy, but that he might destroy them as the Lord had commanded Moses. And at that time Joshua came out and cut off Anakim from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debri, from Anab, from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua utterly destroyed them with their cities. Verse 22 says, none of Anakim were left in the land of the children of Israel. They remained only in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. So Joshua took the whole land according to all the Lord had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to the division of their tribes. Then the land rested from war. We can see through this passage of scripture here in Joshua chapter 11, 16 through 23, that Joshua did everything that the Lord commanded, except that he did not get rid of the Anakim that were left in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. It would appear that the Israelites defeated their enemies and lived happily ever after, but that is not the case. Joshua failed to follow through. I want to share with you over the next couple of weeks three battles that we cannot afford to lose. See, the problem with many Christians is we almost obtain total victory. We almost get victory over all of our problems in the areas of our life, but we do not completely follow through. As I mentioned earlier, I did serve in the United States Marine Corps and served my nation proudly. Unfortunately, I did receive a medical discharge from the Marine Corps. But when I got home, because of my injury and just really because I was not saved, I didn't know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior back then, I struggled with alcoholism and drug addiction. And when I think about all the things that I struggled with, I think back to when I was a young boy and I remember going to church and my grandparents taking us to church, and I knew the gospel. I knew that Jesus Christ had died for my sins. I knew that he had risen from the grave and ascended to heaven. I knew that he had sent his Holy Spirit to reside in any of those that would call upon his name. I knew these truths, and yet I did not follow through. As we look at Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod, we will see some terrible events that happened in these cities because Joshua did not follow through. In my life, because I knew the gospel message, but I did not follow through, there were things that happened in my life that I wish I could go back and change, but I cannot. But thanks be unto God that today I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. So as we look at these three battles that we cannot afford to lose in our Christian walk, these three battles become illustrations as to what God has planned and purposed for our lives. We need to learn that through follow through with eradicating sin out of our lives, by learning from the events that took place in these cities years later, we need to understand the importance of getting rid of these certain areas in our life. So today we're just going to talk about the first battle. Today we're going to learn from the place of defeat. The first battle that we need to understand is we need to learn from the place of defeat. Today we're going to look at Judges chapters 13 through 16. And no, I'm not going to read all those to you, so don't turn off your iPad or your whatever you're listening on. But I'll just tell you a little bit. We're going to talk about Samson. Samson was undoubtedly the strongest man who ever lived. Entire armies would tremble at his sight. One time he picked up a bleached jawbone and slew over 1,000 Philistines. On another occasion he was walking in a field and a lion attacked him and he ripped the lion into pieces. On another occasion he caught 300 foxes and tied their tails together and set the fields on fire. Also in Gaza, Samson ripped the gates of a walled city down. He took the post and the iron bars and he carried the gates more than 20 miles away. However, it was in Gaza that Samson went from victor to victim. From being the overcomer to being overcome. From being a hero to zero. It was in Gaza that he met his match in life. And her name was Delilah. Let me read this to you in Judges 16, verses 1 through 5. It says, now Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there and went into her. When the Gazites were told Samson has come, they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. They were quiet all night, saying, "In the morning, when it is daylight, we will kill him." And Samson lay low till midnight. Then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gates of the city and the two gateposts, pulled them up, bar and all, put them on his shoulders, and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Afterward, it happened that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came to her and said to her, "Entice him and find out where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver." Now understand this. We're in a time of the judges. Joshua has departed. The children of Israel in a place where there's no war, but they did not follow through. And so now God has placed judges in certain areas over the land of Israel to help bring the children, to keep them, because they begin to drift away. They begin to worship false idols. They begin to fall back into the hands of their enemies. And so God would send judges into these areas to help protect them. Because Joshua did not follow through, Samson, being one of those judges, had to deal with Gaza. And because Samson did not follow through, Gaza defeated him. There were several warnings that preceded his defeat, several opportunities that he had to defeat them, but he was blinded by sin that led to death. Now you need to understand this. You need to get this down. You need to grasp a hold of this. First, you need to understand, we must always remember that sin will blind you. Sin will blind you. Judges chapter 16 verse 21 says, "The Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters and he became a grinder in the prison." When they got a hold of Samson, because he revealed his secret to Delilah, he thought he was invincible. He did not follow through with the plan that God had for him. He did not do all that God said. God told him not to cut his hair. God told him not to drink wine. God told him to stay faithful, that he would destroy all the Philistines. But because Samson did not do what God told him to do and follow through, he was taken captive by the Philistines in Gaza. They bound him and they took out his eyes and he became blind. He became blind before he ever lost his eyes, because he came blind to the sin and the deception of Delilah. Family, friends, when we start messing around with sin, we become blinded to the things that God has told us to do. Sin will blind you. The Bible says, "Where there is no vision, people perish." God has given us a vision. God has told us what it is we need to do. But when we allow sin in, we become blind to that vision. The second thing we need to understand is this. Sin will bury you. Sin will first blind you, and then sin will bury you. Judges 16, verse 29 through 30 says, "And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on his right hand and the other on his left. Then Samson said, 'Let me die with the Philistines.' And he pushed with all his might, and the temple fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So the dead that he killed in his death were more than he killed in his life." Because Samson was taken into custody, because Samson's eyes were plucked out and he was blinded, they took Samson, they began to mock him and made him into a carnival act. They chained him to two pillars so that they could mock him, and he cried out to God, "God, give me strength one more time to push these pillars down." And as he pushed the pillars down, yes, he took his own life, but he took more Philistines in his death than he ever did when he was alive. He was buried because of his sin. Sin will blind you and cost you the vision that God has given you, and sin will bury you if we do not repent and call upon the name of the Lord. But it all goes back to this. If Joshua had followed through with conquering Gaza, then most likely the story of Samson would have never happened. But Israel is still dealing with Gaza today. We constantly read about it in the news, how Gaza is firing missiles over into Israel. And today they have become a thorn in the flesh of the children of Israel, because they were not dealt with, because Joshua did not follow through, because Samson did not follow through. Church, let me tell you, it is important today that we follow through with the plans that God has given us. For if we do not follow through, sin will blind us, and sin will bury us, and sin will also haunt us and our children and our children's children. This is a battle that we cannot afford to lose. We need to make sure that we do everything we can to learn from the place of defeat and to not give the enemy the satisfaction. I'm going to stop right here today. We'll pick this up more next time. Again, I appreciate you so much for listening to our podcast and for following us. Let me pray a prayer of blessing over you today. Father God, I pray that you be with each and every one of those that are listening. Be with them, keep them safe and protected. And Lord, may they learn to live from the place of defeat, that they would learn to follow through and defeat those things that have risen up against them so they can be victorious in Christ Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise, glory, and honor. We ask these things in the precious, holy name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you and have a great week.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about this ministry or consider supporting, visit us at teenchallengeuc.org.